They don't advertise for killers in a newspaper. That was my profession. Ex-cop. Ex-Blade Runner.
That's from the original Blade Runner movie. The long-awaited sequel opens today. Blade Runner 2049 takes place 30 years after the original in a post-apocalyptic LA. But the phrase and title Blade Runner has gone through a bit of an evolution over the decades. With me to explain is Addy Robertson, a senior reporter at The Verge who's written about this. And Addy, it seems as though the actual term came into being not because it was the title of something, but because it was a job that somebody was doing?
Yeah, so it was a job in a completely unrelated book, and then that book became turned into a movie treatment by William S. Burroughs, which was in turn read by one of the screenwriters of Blade Runner, who in turn mentioned it to Ridley Scott, and Ridley Scott was like, this is a great name, let's get the rights from William S. Burroughs, and then they used it.
Has sort of the job description or what the term means evolved over that time as well?
Yeah, it's completely changed. So the plot of the original book, which was called The Blade Runner, it was by an author named Alan Nurse, is about a future where medical care is all free, but if you want to get it, you have to be sterilized because this is the sort of era in 1974 of population bomb, of all of these fears of overpopulation. And so this has been extrapolated out to the point where the only way they think they can control the massive dysgenic cost of having cured diseases and fixed disabilities is to prevent anyone who has any health problems from reproducing. So there is this parallel underground market of doctors, and medical supplies are all completely banned, and it's a huge scandal if any doctor is caught with them. So they have people called Blade Runners who run literally scalpels and pills and sutures and basically anything else. So there's this whole underground economy, and the protagonist of The Blade Runner is a Blade Runner.
Has that phrase sort of made it into popular culture? I mean, is this something that outside of science fiction movies or novels that people refer to?
Well, Blade Runner is just such an iconic and well-known movie that's had such a huge influence on pop culture that I think just the film Blade Runner is influential in the same way that, like, the name Star Wars is influential. I don't think people really care about what the Blade Runner was in the original film. They just know that this film has kind of come to symbolize a certain style and a genre, and it's tied to a bunch of quotes and characters and other ideas from the film.
Addy Robertson is a senior reporter for The Verge. Addy, thanks a lot.
Yeah.